Thursday night, the 12th shiur in the third parak of Yerushalmi Shvi'ah. So it might be boring and it's not even going to be negeya, but it's the principles are certainly negeya. Anyway, let's learn. Let's finish the third parak. I don't know if we won't finish it tonight. Get the sheish basar avonim. That was we learned in the Mishnah. That and the oiz v'hadrach of gimel amar aleph. So they bring down always the Mishnah. That's what they added to the Yerushalmis. These piskals didn't exist.
These lines weren't there.
The first line, the bracket. They put that in. They put that in. Many times I'll be the Rosh Shvilio who puts it in. But here they don't even say. No, they don't even do it. I'll be the Rosh Shvilio. And we caught them, like, you know, over the two years of working with them, we caught them sometimes putting in things that, like they have a free consultation with us, because we really put their work through the ringer. Okay, so what did we learn in the Mishnah? That if you have a fence, meaning I'm not, well, it's not really mechubel karka, it's a stone fence. So if, so again, the problem is when you...
A stone fence not being mechubel karka.
It's not embedded in the karka. It's one, as opposed to the machtzev, that we learned about a machtzev, which is embedded in the karka.
The rock is part of the ground.
Yeah, it's sela. Here, somebody made a fence out of rocks. So the problem again is as you clear away, you want the avonim for binyan. But as you clear it away, it maybe looks like you're clearing away the area for Zriya. So what the Mishnah said was that if the Geder has 10 large avon, so large that they have to be carried by two people, each of these 10 stones, then you can take them away, and you can take all the stones from the fence, even the smaller ones, because it's Minker, that was on Chav Bezim. Amid Beis in the Mishnah. Apparently it's Minker once you have such big stones, and he's not going to clear away the place for Zriya. Yeah. And to take away the big stones we're going to have later is always mutter. To take huge stones off a field that it's Niker, that it's Avnei Binyan, that's like the easiest thing to be mounted. Here we're talking about it together has such stones, so once you're already taking those stones, you can take the Avonim Ketanos also. Either it's not logical, or it's, for some reason it's Nika that you're not clearing away the area for Zriya. Like it's too hush of a fence, like it's too hush of a thing. How much space are you gaining already? So if you need the Avonim for Binyan, okay. But to gain that area for Zriya, it doesn't make sense. That's why if you have this big a fence, and we're going to have in a moment, it's 10 tefachim high.
So then the fence shouldn't need big stones.
Everything's a combination. So if there's 10 big stones, and it's 10 tefachim high,
the big stones tell you you do have another purpose. They don't tell you that you don't have this. But big stones tell you, I can tell you why he's taking these stones, they're great stones.
No, you're doing it for Binyan, right?
But
so you can take it already to small stones too. Okay. Tamon Tanina. We go off on like a little tangent here in order to ask the Kasha, which you don't find it in much. You really, this is like an everyday occurrence on every Omer in Bavli, and you just don't find it in Yerushalmi so much that it goes off on tangents. And that it brings down like a whole different sugya in order to ask a kasha from there. By now you realize that Yerushalmi has very, very short sugyas. And it's a whole different world. But here, this is a little unusual. Tamon Tninon, this is the 14th parak in all this, depending on what the Marafolder says. Here's what you're dealing with. You're dealing with ohel. You're dealing, right, something juts out from a building. A canopy. We're not talking about a canopy, but that's the type of thing. A canopy juts out from the building. So that's part of the building, and maybe if a mace goes under the canopy, it's maybe tumma into the building because it's all called an extension of the building. So it says in the Mishnah Dalos that haziz, which is, I don't know, a piece of wood, but it's more a plank of wood, which is jutting out on top of the Pesach. Maybe it's hatuma b'chol shehu. The chiddush here is also that you don't need a tefach al tefach. You don't need a tefach al tefach because it's called an extension of the building. Since it's a kishut, it's for some reason these types of zizim that it's talking about were decorative, so it's mitzaref. It's part of the building and it's called an ohel, even if it doesn't have a tefach al tefach. And so what's the lush? Nechshav kilu yesh bo tefach. Mitztoref oholo imat Pesach. It's not an extension of the Pesach. It can be above the Pesach. We'll see in a moment. Hagizra v'haguvlis, which are type of planks of wood sticking out, but the way it's shaped, if you look in the Marafulda, it talks about the way it was bent and the way the curvature of the wood went. So it was nicker that it was not for noi. It was more maybe functional. Einam asuyim utzorach haPesach. They put things on top of it. They would use it to rest things on. Maybe in construction, I don't know what. So there, b'peseach tefach. So for them to bring tumma in, you need a tefach al tefach. In other words, when you have the ziz was what it's called. That was more decorative. So it's called Mishamish to Pesach. So therefore it's considered part of the Pesach and it hangs together, and therefore you don't need a tefach. But these other types of zizim called Govlis, the other one, it's not decorative, so you need a tefach. Okay. Omra of Chia Barba. Hod the Omra, it's like saying Zosel Meres. Seshu mekabel madvach mechaveiro tzorech lasos lo arbo tfochim. So it's missing a key part of the Mishnah there. The Mishnah there says that the ziz is only maybe two, not more than three nadvachim, higher than the Pesach. If it's three, a nadvach is a row of avonim. So if it's not more than three rows of avonim above the If it's not more than three rows of Avonim above the Pesach, then it's maybe a Satuma B'Kolshu. Otherwise, it has no Shachis, I guess. So, Adam is Deshim B'Kabal Madvach Mechaveiro, someone in Mechachomemker and Choshe Mishpat agreed to create, to shape a Madvach Mechaveiro, Tzorach Lasus Layabo Tfochim Kedei Mokom. So, it has to be, as, what does it say? It says, Shloshim Advochim will be 12 Psochim. Will be 12 tvachim. Three, don't make it higher than three nadvachim. No, the ziz has to be within 12 tvachim of the Pesach. The way that's described in the Mishnah there is, instead of just saying 12 tvachim, it says three nadvachim. That's how it says it. Three rows of stones. This is not in the Gemara. We're going to get to what the Shaykh's Tower mission is. So Rav Chiya Bar Abba is addressing that. Hod Omra, like saying Zoso Meris, Zoshu Makabal Nadach Mechaber, it's also Slasas Arabo Tvachim, it has to be four Tvachim high, Kedei Mokom, like a Mokom Koshuv. Because if we describe three Nadvachim as being 12 Tvachim high, so one Nadvach is four Tvachim high. Amr of Yaisi, Masnisa Amr came. Ubame Amru Haziz, maybe it's Atum Bukoshu, Baziz Shuga Bomen Apesach, Shloshin Advachim, Shahim Shneim Osor Tefach, Bolomatinin Advachim. why put it in terms of nadvachim? Lemidas hadin. In other words, Rav Chiya bar Abba was just saying that you see that a nadvach is four. He doesn't say the Mishnah is coming to tell you that. He just says, you see the Mishnah that a nadvach is four tvachim high, so when you're mekabel a nadvach, that's the average nadvach, four tvachim high. Rabbi Yezi says that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell you, because why mention nadvach at all? Why mention nadvach at all? To say 12 tvachim high, so it's coming to teach you this din. It's coming to teach you that it should be 4 tvachim high. Lamidus adin. To tell you the din and dinim omnibus. Okay. The Marafulda, for some reason, this is like the Tzvi Moshe, basically. The Marafulda learns Sarach Lasos Rochav Arba Tfachim, Kedei Mokom, Sharei Kol Shura Rochba Kegova, Kedtan Bamachtsuv, Ubolos Tzvina de Gova Nadvach Arba Tfachim, Machanami Tzvachli Yisuchav Arba Tfachim. So it ends up like the same Raya, so to speak. It just, he holds for some reason, the Shiloh is about how wide. He assumes that the answer will incorporate the fact that it's square, the same dimensions, of, right? And therefore, once you see it's four tvachim high, it's four tvachim wide also. So one Marful insisted that the point of the Gemara is that it's four tvachim wide. I don't know. Rav Chiya bar Bo Shah. Ilei Shiraya Kinun Shiraya? Does this stem does Rav Chiya bar Bo stem with the shear of Nadvach that it says in the Mishnah, that it's four tvachim, and then four times three is 12. Does that stem with olives? Let's examine if it stems with olives. Uvchiski ber Yaakov baracham shem Abyesi ben Chaninam. This is Omar, Uvchiski ber Yaakov said, b'shem Abyesi ben Chaninam. They're the same. So the Gemara asks, how could that be? Hachat omar shir gedera sar tfachem. Bachli kan machatzev. Machzev. Right, it has a din of a machzev, and you have to leave a tefach bolid from above the ground. Bukat omar hachin. So here, that's a funny question. Like, how can you say it? The reason for the shiurim there. But how can you say it's the same shiur get there as a sort of tvachim? That's not very submission. You're talking about an advoch being four tvachim high. Manan kayomu, what's the case there? Im kshayu shnein advochim, this nishmoinu tvachim. What's this kasha? Why didn't you say it? Or how do you end up with 10? I think his main kasha is how do you end up with 12? There were four groups. One, the three rows. How do you end up with? How do you end up with?
Each row is 4 tvachim.
What?
Each row is 4 tvachim, so you'll never
get. Right, how do you get to 10?
You never get 10.
Manon kayom, and him chayu shnei advachim, this is shmai tvachim, and moshayu shalosh, and this is shnei masat tvachim. Either 8 or 12. Amar Rabbi Yosi, tsei chatzi tefach lesitos mikan. What's that? Will you smooth it down? That's smoothing it down. V'chatzi tefach l'sitzus mikan, v'chein v'chavrei, nimtza shloishtun and v'chem shal asorot v'chem. V'chus mikan, eno lo gedder v'loim machtzeif. Because when the Mishnah said dino k'machtzeif, only meant that you have to leave the tefach above the ground. If you didn't, it was like a machzor, you have to do that if you didn't have 27 stones. But you don't need the dinam of a machzor, you don't need 27 stones right to get there. Okay. I'm going to say, look, that's the tefach klasitis began, look, that's the tefach. As we can, came with him very much to slow down the walk and to our sorrow to walk. What do you want to smooth the. Where are you smoothing? It's moving whenever two rows meet. You're meeting, right? So you're smoothing it out so that it shits straight. So I guess between the top row and the second and the third row. The top of the top doesn't need anything and the bottom of the bottom doesn't need anything.
So half the tefach is
using 1.5
to 2.
So 12 becomes 10.
So 12 becomes 10, works out.
So we're still left with that a nazbuch has to be four, but here out of the total of 12, you're only going to put 10 because you
so
smooth down the top.
Right. Each of those meeting places, you put them up from top to bottom.
That's on the note. So that's what it says. And why in Hollis does it talk about 12?
Oh, okay. I think it says 12. But the walls are really only 10.
Right. We're making a fence. The fence you don't.
Fence you don't fix, you do fix. Maybe only fix for a house.
No, because you're adding water. When you're doing the.
So it makes up. It
makes up the missing ones.
So which one has more, a house or fence? Which one says they.
Constructing the building mortar would be placed in the walls of the stones. These structures, whatever kind of stone was chiseled away, would be made up for the addition of the mortar. When constructing a stone fence, however, the mortar would not be placed between the walls of stones. It's the highest stone fence actually reduced by the amount of the chisel.
Why did the Fia Barba ask his original Shiloh? I mean, we didn't bring down our Mishnah. We're just talking about Ziz and Nadvachim. I'm just going over the Siddur. No, he didn't bring down anything about our Mishnah. He just brought down the Mishnah and all this and explained it. The Midos Hadin. Okay. Then Rav Chiya Bar Bo Shoal, Elaine Shirakin and Shiraya. Does this stem with the Mishnah and Shvias? Does the Mishnah in Ohalos that talks about Nadvachim stem with the Mishnah in Shvi? Well, we know it doesn't stem.
But then he works it out.
But Chizkiya bar Yaakov bar Acha b'shem Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina ilain shiraya kinun shiraya. It means no machlekes tanoim, it stems. Okay, that's what it means. It stems, it's not a machlekes. So the Gemara is, tzocha atom ashe gedah asor tvachim. Pachot mikan machtzeif. Bekad omar hochen manu kayon. In treyush nein advochen es nishmeine tvochem. In treyum shalos es nishmeine tvochem. Om Reb Yosi tzay chat tetevach latizos mikan. Because you're talking about a geder. So you're talking about all these rows sitting on one another. So say chat tetevach latizos mikan. Chat tetevach latizos mikan. Vachin lechavrei. Vinim sushleishin advochen. So what does it mean, Mikan? Are you Mesatech both sides or just the top of the bottom? I don't see how the frame marshal does it.
I think he's talking about each meeting place, Mikana, Mikana. And the other place is also going to be Mikana, Mikana.
I mean, 1 + 1 = 2, right? They do it on both sides. Of the Chim Lechamri. Then it's a Shloshim and Vachim Shal Asar et Vachim. Okay. So the, it stims. Pachas Mikan, and it'll get the way Machtsev. Pachas Mikan means if it's not 10 Tvachim high, or if it's not 10 Tvachim high, or it doesn't have the 10 big stones. So it's not a machzei, we said it's more kal, because it's not really a mechubal of karka. So what do we say? You have to leave the tefach samach la'aretz.
Where is this pachzei?
What? I mean, that's all it means. And like the blei machzei, it means it doesn't have the kula that we assigned it. You have to leave the tefach above the earth. You have to leave a tefach above the earth. Okay. Tani, Vaita, Umar of Yudum, Bamed Bar Mamurim, that you have to leave a tefach above. I think the Mar full disgrace between the Leo. So I think we're going to change it, Bayes. The Grut changed it to Neskavin. This much Neskavin Latikon Sodehu. I'm Neskavin Latikon Sodehu. Affiliation Mikan Mutter. You don't have to leave over the Tefach. But all things only mutter when he's not makabit. Avulim is kavan the tikkun sadeu afilu pachas mikan also. Bibi Harab Yasi could die Tanya Lakula. Nochamal. Amra Vidaba Medamar Muram, Hanshin is Kavala Tikon Sodeo, that's what it grows, Gairis. Abo Shenu is Kavala Tikon Sodeo. A few years from me can mutter. Mishamagamil Medamar Muram, Hanshin is Kavala Tikon Sodeo. Shem Gamliel is arguing. He's saying a medvar room that it's mutter. And Shalayin is kavod l'tikun sadeyu. And the kavod l'tikun sadeyu, afil l'pachos mikan osa. Avul in the skavod l'tikun sadeyu, afil l'pachos mikan osa. Right, that's why we take all these steps. Amar Abibi, Harab Yosi, Kedoy Tanya l'kula. Meaning like Rabbi Yehuda. It's only Rabbi Yehuda in the Skabal of Tikkun Sadeh. Okay, I have to stop for mercy. I'm sorry. I can't. We won't finish the second. Let's see.